This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Boys and their toys. Think playing with remote-controlled machines is for young men only? Well, think again. Mark Pauline's Survival Research Laboratories has been putting on robot shows for a quarter century, and those shows have attracted all kinds of people. Day to Day's technology contributor, Shani Jardin, attended a recent show in Los Angeles and has this report.
If machines could talk, here's what they'd say. At least, that's what they were saying during a recent robotic mayhem extravaganza put on by Survival Research Laboratories, just SRL to fans. The nighttime event happened on a blocked-off street between warehouses in the industrial zone of downtown LA. Since 1979, the group's technicians have staged more than 45 shows described as ritualized interactions between machines, robots, and special effects devices, with humans present as audience or operators. But mostly, it sounds like the end of the world. A 50-person crew is behind this evening's show, but it's all about the machines. Tonight, about 20 of them with names like Flame Hurricane, Spark Shooter, and Flippy Box will come out to wreak havoc. They wheel, thrust, and explode in a tornado of smoke and sparks, making noises so powerful your guts recoil in shock. Ear, eye, and breathing protection are a good idea, and the regulars bring their own.
I'm afraid of it. I'm very, very aware at how it can kill someone.
Violet Blue has been with the group for almost 10 years. As one of SRL's more experienced humans, she's sometimes picked to operate the scarier machines, like the Air Launcher, a skinny, 10-foot-tall robot with a long gun for an arm.
When you shoot a can and it goes through 1-inch plywood and leaves a perfect circular hole, you kind of think about what that would do if you hit something that was made of meat.
Violet and the other operators manipulate many of the machines using the same kind of radio control box that model airplane hobbyists use. Along with the air launcher, there's the shockwave cannon. It creates massive pulses of air that send you cowering to the earth. Violet hands me a pair of industrial-grade ear protectors and tells me to stand back while the crew tests it out before the show. What you can't hear there is the way the sound makes you feel. It body slams you like a sumo wrestler. With machines that powerful, it's a good thing many SRL crew members are highly skilled technology professionals by day, like Karen Marcello, who works as a software engineer for Intel Research. She says she became addicted to the machines 10 years ago. Now, she writes code that runs the robots, or as she puts it, controls the lethal devices.
Tonight, I'm running the Spark Shooter, which is a machine that spews molten metal about 500 feet, I think. There's no competition, nothing wins. We don't destroy the other machines, just the props.
Giant, hazardous props that may take months to create. That's probably why SRL shows are rare these days, about one a year. Permits and safe sites are hard to come by, and details of the event are often kept quiet until a day or two before. As night falls here, a crowd of hundreds swarms behind safety barricades, in alleys, and on rooftops to watch. Robot soldiers crawl out of the rear end of a wooden Trojan horse the size of a house, which then spontaneously burns to the ground. 45 minutes later, it all ends in ash, embers, and hot metal. One fire captain approaches SRL's founder and director, Mark Pauline, who says,
"We're very careful. There's no injuries, of course.
Of course, no fires on any.
Well, only in the middle of the street here.
And that was accidental.
That was accidental, yeah. It was a wooden horse.
Right, and you had the fire.
It did catch on fire,
and it was an accident.
Yeah.
And you don't have a safety officer.
I don't, no.
Eventually, the firemen leave, shaking their heads in exasperation. SRL does dedicate a number of crew to safety and security tasks, and asserts that no onlookers have ever been injured, though some of the crew have. The sense of danger is part of what attracts audience member Michael Perry, who's been coming to the shows for 20 years. He's here tonight with his wife, Cynthia.
It's actually really terrifying, particularly the noise. I thought was astonishingly terrifying.
It's a post-apocalyptic monster truck rally without the monster trucks.
Chain and cabling, we can also move that in there, okay?
For founder Mark Pauline, the show doesn't end when the debris is cleared and the machines are packed for the drive home to San Francisco.
I'd like to make machines that can just do their own shows, machines that can do all of the things that machines in the science fiction novels can do. You know, I want to be there to make those dreams real.
For NPR News, I'm Shani Jardin.